Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Mukushi District Council Chairman assures the residents of a feeder road works before onset of the rains. John Howard residents raises concern over rising cases of women involved in gambling. In African news, a 13 killed as hospital shoot in the siege of Sudan City. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Mukushi District Council Chairman Nelson Chilemu has assured residents that rehabilitation works on feeder roads in the district will commence before the onset of the rainy season. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Chilemu disclosed that the government, through the road fund, has already allocated the necessary funding for the project. He explains that the works will begin with the roads within Mukushi town, with completion targeted for the end of October. Mr. Chilemu further notes that while some roadworks are expected to be completed this year, the overall road improvement program will continue into next year to cover additional areas across the district.
I want to thank this government. It has given us the funding called road tax, you know, fund. That road tax has been given to us. So we thank the government. This is the money that we want to use now to work on the roads, the township roads, so that we give room for us to be quick in the outskirts, because we are behind time. The machinery we have, but they are not enough because of the vastness of the district. So my appeal to the people, especially of Chibefo, because it's a town center.
A resident of John Howard, Stephen Chibesa, has expressed a serious concern over the increasing number of women engaging in gambling activities. Mr. Chibesa told Comrade News that the trend has become a major source of marital disputes in many homes, as some women are reportedly using money left by their husbands for household expenses to fund their gambling habits. He has since appealed to relevant organizations and community leaders to step in and counsel women on the dangers and negative effects of gambling on families and society at large.
Chibesa
Chief Shaibila of Mokoshi District has raised serious concerns over alleged violations of water usage regulations by a commercial farmer, Mr. Newton Young, in the Mokoshi farm block. The chief alleges that the farmer has been illegally drawing water from the Mokoshi River beyond the permitted period of December to April, as stipulated by the Water Resources Management Authority, WAMA. Chief Shaibila expressed a deep concern over the negative impact of this illegal water abstraction on communities living downstream, saying that thousands of his subjects depend entirely on the Mokoshi River for their daily water needs. He has since called on WAMA to take urgent action and urged the Mokoshi Farmers Association, MFA, to hold its members accountable by disciplining those found in breach of water rights.
I have a situation where a farmer has been given flow lights to pump water from December to April. Up to now, this farmer is pumping water. A main river, Mokoshi River, where about 70,000 people get their livelihood, is dry because of one commercial farmer pumping water from the river this time. A month ago, I called WAMA to come and investigate. They discovered the culprit. Again, the culprit today is doing the same. I'm appealing to WAMA to be very tough.
The expansion of the Mamba Thermal Energy Plant in Sinazongwe District, Southern Province, has reached a 50% progress. This was revealed during a media tour organized by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, at the plant. The plant's chief executive officer, Cyrus Minwala, highlighted that the project has created jobs for locals, with approximately 450 workers are currently employed at the site. The $400 million project is expected to significantly reduce power shortages in the country once completed.
Various activities. Any large EPC project undergoes various activities like preliminary engineering, detailed engineering, manufacturing, shipping, transportation, and actual construction. So when we talk about an overall completion, we take an aggregate of all these aspects. And therefore, you know, we are pleased to say that we are in excess of 50% as of now.
During the tour site, engineer Celine Delkea Kaponde emphasized the importance of regular maintenance, recommending that equipment be serviced every 6 months to prevent damage and prolong its lifespan.
It's based on OEM recommendation and running hours of approximately 4,000 running hours of the equipment. MEO carries out biannual maintenance, which is every after 6 months, for 15 days of each unit, and ensuring that one unit is available at all times. Our biannual maintenance and 5 years plan is well finalized in advance and submitted to ZESCO and ERB before the year end.
The Director of Corporate and Consumer Affairs at the ERB, Mr. Mwika Malindima, has thanked Mamba Energy for being a compliant and responsible company adhering to statutory requirements.
To the country. So we've done the tour, we've seen for ourselves, we've gone to Unit 1, we've gone to Unit 2 that are currently operational. We've also seen how the 2 is coming on board. This is very good. We've also heard very clearly about the burning issue of maintenance. Yeah. How that it is necessary, and how that we also, who are the consumers, will just be planning our activities around it.
The Mamba Thermal Energy Plant expansion project is expected to be completed by July 2026, doubling the plant's capacity to 600 megawatts. This project is a significant step towards addressing Zambia's energy needs and promoting economic growth. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Vega J5 2 then 333.
That's my number. The one with all
zeros to last.
We all have our oils saying our number. It's more than just digits.